I think when you say mobile gaming, this comes with some quotation marks.
Yeah, it's good. It's like £9, so.
I mean, even as far as like a gaming laptop, that's pretty large.
It's pretty large, but there's a reason for that.
Because it's in charge.
The reason is because it's awesome, because it's a Predator. Hey, Alex, do me a favor and go ahead and press the magic button.
This is the Predator 17, and what a machine. Carbon-carbon bonded titanium-infused paneling, diamond strand intercore networking, liquid synaptic data transfer bus, bioluminescent keyboard, time vortex cooling, dual quantum dilithium diffraculation processors, powered by the captured heart of a newly born supernova. Okay, that's all sci-fi mumbo-jumbo, but the Predator 17 is a ridiculously powerful series of gaming desktop replacements that Acer sells for between $1,500 and $2,500. Our review unit is a top-of-the-line Acer Predator 17 G9-791-79Y3. That's a horrible name for a powerhouse, so I'm going to call it the Apex Predator. The Acer Apex Predator is an 8.71-pound gaming laptop with a matte-finished 17.3-inch 1920x1080 16x9 IPS screen driven by a G-Sync-capable NVIDIA GTX 980M discrete graphics part with 4GB of GDDR5 memory. It's powered by a 6th-gen Intel i7-6700HQ quad-core processor running at 2.66 GHz with a 3.5 GHz boost and 6 megabytes of L3 cache. It comes with 32 gigabytes of dual-channel DDR4 system memory with two empty slots for upgradability to 64 gigabytes. The Apex uses a hybrid storage setup for speed and capacity. Ultra-fast storage is provided by a Samsung SM951 512 gigabyte M.2 SSD supporting NVMe and a data transfer rate of 2.5 gigabytes per second, while a 1TB Hitachi 7200 RPM hard drive provides SATA-connected storage. Also, if you look really close, you'll see that there are actually two slots to entice your upgrade techno lust. If you want ports, the Apex Predator has got them. 4 USB 3.0 ports, 2 on the right and 2 on the left, full-size HDMI and display ports, a gigabit Ethernet port, audio, SD card reader, and a USB-C Thunderbolt 3.0 for ultra-high-speed peripherals. We ran PC Mark 8 against the Apex Predator, and its performance was eye-opening. This is a phenomenal score for a notebook. While a standard office PC might score 2200 and a high-end gaming notebook 2986, the Predator scored a consistent 3846. In other words, it thumped most high-end notebooks. While other gaming notebooks have used this much memory and CPU power in the past, the Apex Predator's NVMe M.2 SSD gives it a huge upper hand, even against notebooks that cost more. Now, I know what you're thinking. Padre, these are desktop benchmarks, but this is a gaming machine. How does it do with gaming benchmarks? Well, I'm glad you asked. We ran 3E Mark against the Apex Predator, and it scored 84730 in iStorm, 21,735 in CloudGate, 21,958 in Skydiver. But to put these scores into perspective, most notebooks will score an average of about 1,400 on the most challenging benchmark, FireStrike, while high-end gaming notebooks will be able to eke out about 3,300. The Acer Apex Predator scored 8,356. That's just under 2.5 times faster than the high-end gaming notebook average. So yeah, a little speed here. Of course, benchmarks can't tell us about the actual gaming experience, so I fired up some Homeworld Remastered and promptly forgot how to play the game. Frame rates were great, even when I switched it up to 4K on an external monitor. Once I remembered my keyboard macros, I was able to play Homeworld, kinda. I'm just not the gaming type, that's more Cranky Hippo. But one thing was for sure, the Apex Predator handled it all, and I didn't even need to switch it into high performance mode. To intercept. This is all in good, and performance is always welcome, but where the Acer Apex Predator distinguishes itself is in some of the finer style and tech touches. The keyboard is one of the best-feeling units I've ever tested, with plenty of throw on a truly, truly full-size set of clicky keys. The backlighting is also gaming-oriented with a Predator Sense app, a utility that can change lighting zones to suit the game that you're playing. For those extended gaming sessions, you can pop out the 6X Blu-ray optical drive and replace it with the included Frost Core, that ups your cooling capacity with an extra fan. There's also a set of programmable macro keys that can be programmed to do everything from game combos to toggling the cooling between quiet and high performance to changing the color balance of the monitor. Anybody who's ever had a desktop replacement die because of crud will like Dust Defender, a simple application that reverses the fans every 3 hours in order to prevent a buildup of dust on the sizable heatsinks. For the Twitch gamers out there, Acer has also developed a feature they call Killer Double Shot Pro that uses both the Gigabit Ethernet and 802.11abgnac adapter simultaneously, automatically routing lag-sensitive game data packets over the wired connection while keeping lag-capable data, like VoIP, chat, and background processes, on Wi-Fi. The last touch is the styling. From the rubberized finish to the matte screen to the responsive touchpad to the mean look, the Apex Predator just looks different. And that's a good thing. Also, unlike a lot of other gaming notebooks, the Apex Predator actually has theater-passable sound from its 4-speaker, 2-subwoofer, 12-watt sound system. Combined with a special 2-year warranty, the Acer G9-791-79Y3 isn't a gaming notebook. It's a Predator.
I cannot stress enough how this completely blew away what I expect from a gaming notebook. And again, I made a mistake in the unboxing. I said that it had a full desktop 980. Mm-hmm. This is actually a 980M, so it is the mobile GPU.
But still, those numbers that you got out of it—it's
ridiculous. Insane. By the way, 3D Mark and PC Mark actually updated the system. So if you benchmark any PCs before, you have to re-benchmark them with the new numbers. And the new numbers, because they're always trying to take away the cheating that goes on.
Right.
And in the new numbers, this just kicks butt. It kicks so much butt. It's ridiculous.
What I like most about it is the little details that they have and the reverse fan thing.
Right, because who doesn't have that? Who doesn't have that gross moment where they look at the heat sinks and like, oh, no.
Especially on a laptop.
Yeah. Because that will kill it. Especially if you've got something like this, which is, it's got a high thermal envelope, right? There's a lot of power, heat that's being generated in here. Yeah. So the fact that they thought, how can we keep the laptop from dying once the fans get too crudded up? It's like, oh, for a couple of seconds every 3 hours, reverse the fans, blow it back out. that's an awesome idea. I also love that this frost core is such a good idea. Yeah. You know, what you do is, hold on to that. You
slide it in there.
Yeah. So here, I'm just going to shut this down. This is the optical drive. I just pop this out and put that in. And now instead of the optical drive, I have an extra fan. So if I'm gaming, this gives me far more performance. It gives me the ability to always have the CPU at max tilt without having to throttle it down because the thermals got bad.
That's cool.
It's a great idea, and this is included. So you don't have to buy the Frostcore. When you buy the Predator, they give you the Frostcore.
Nice.
Yeah, and then, I like the expandability. It's 32 gigabytes out of the box, but it's got 2 empty slots. So you could up this to 64 gigabytes without having to remove the memory that's already in there. And the styling is great. I love this rubberized look and feel.
That keyboard is really neat.
This is, try this out. This is probably one of the best keyboards I've tried on any notebook. I mean, this feels like a full-size clicky keyboard. This is not that mushy or the half throw. This is a full-throw, full-size keyboard.
The different colors.
I just like it.
I'm a sucker for the colors.
Yeah, I really am. And like, for example, here, look at this. Look at the screen. Here, back off a little bit and look at the screen. These are the first macro keys I might actually use because it allows me to do things like see how the color temperature is changing.
Oh,
so I can
nice.
Easily swap it between like movie mode and game mode. Do I want it really high definition or do I want it picture perfect? And because they're not using a glossy screen like you see with so many other manufacturers, I'm not getting that artificial color. So when I do use this for video editing and, say, Photoshop, I get a much more photorealistic result from the monitor than I would if this was one of those, other gaming notebooks.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love this button, too. This
What's that?
This is, you probably can't hear it, but when I push this, you can hear all the fans throttle up the full.
Oh, yeah.
That's performance mode. So that tells, when I start gaming, I hit that, and I don't have to worry about the fans throttling up. They throttle up at the beginning to keep everything as other in the back, to keep it as cool as possible.
So when you were full tilt gaming, how hot did it get?
I couldn't feel it. That's how good the cooling system is. So even with the GPU and the CPU absolutely maxed, because I had this hooked up to Homeworld doing 4K, and that is a sizable chunk of power.
It's intense.
I had this. So this is the sound I heard. Unfortunately, you can't hear it. The fans were on, But I never felt like the keyboard got too hot. I never felt like the bottom of the laptop was going to burn my lap.
I think this is the first laptop, too, where I can actually feel the wind coming off of it.
Right. Like, but it's not loud.
No, it's not loud. No, but you can feel the force of the air leaving it.
Yeah. And that's because they used a larger fan that spins more slowly rather than a small fan that, or many small fans that spin very quickly.
And I was really curious about the Wi-Fi Ethernet, the dual internet stuff. Did that work pretty well?
It actually did. I thought it was a gimmick because I'm like, you can't combine those two and bond them unless you have something on the other side that unbonds them.
Right.
But it's a brilliant system because they realize some packets are lag sensitive and some are not.
Right.
So if I'm competing with you, the data packets for the game, that's very important that they get to the server as fast as possible because otherwise someone will kill me in between with a bad ping, right? So it's going to use the wired connection because the wired connection is always going to have a better ping
time. You're
gaming,
you want to be wired.
Exactly. But the wireless, like for my chat, for my background processes, anything that
or
does
like streaming
require,
music or
streaming
something like
music,
that
goes over the Wi-Fi. Now, the other cool thing about that means I can have the Ethernet hooked up to one connection, like the fast connection, and then like use the Wi-Fi off my phone, tethered off my phone. it is a phenomenal.
Smart.
It is a great idea.
That's
it is
cool.
A great, great idea.
Yeah, I kind of wish my desktop had something like that, too.
I know, right? Now, the cons on this, it's just going to be price. Everything else I love about this notebook, the fact that it gives me two storage options. I've got that standard 2.5-inch bay. Mm-hmm. I could put a 4-terabyte rotating drive if I really like, because I'm going to use this.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I should say.
You're going to do some more testing?
I'm going to, well, so I actually I had this in the box. I was ready to ship it back. I'm like, okay, it's going to ship right after know-how. And I got a note saying, oh, hey, you know what? We're actually okay here for now. So why don't you just use it as long as it's useful for you.
I think we could find something for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because when I do my remote shows, I always carry a desktop with me.
Right.
For the video editing.
You don't need to. This thing will video edit.
This was 50% faster than my desktop for rendering. And it's because of that M.2 and NVMe drive.
And then just bring an extra monitor with you, the portable monitor.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, I don't even need that. This monitor, it's
17.3
inches.
Yeah.
This be a big monitor, folks. That's a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
So know what it is. This is not a daily driver. If you carry this around in your bag every day, there's probably something wrong with you. You're probably that guy who carries the desktop into Starbucks and the 42-inch monitor.
What if you bring the Ethernet cable with you? Like, where do I plug in?
Don't be that guy. But if you consistently find yourself in need of more power than you can get from an Ultrabook, or even like a 15-inch gaming notebook, this thing is spot on. And remember, it starts from $1,500 all the way up to $2,500. This is the higher end.
Yeah, this seems like the perfect LAN party system.
This is a LAN party.
Hey, Alex, you want to have a LAN party? We'll we'll use this very high-powered gaming PC and just play the original Doom.
Yeah, will that play Doom?
Yeah, will it play Doom?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doom's pretty demanding.
Pretty demanding. Yeah. We want to build some mods.
Maybe Castle Wolfenstein? You know,
let's do that.
Cool. So we're going to make sure that you end up with all the links for this. I'm actually going to be using this in some of the YouTube videos. So another reason that you need to subscribe to the Know How YouTube channel, because we'll be giving you some additional footage from Homeworld. Which, by the way, I forgot that game so much faster than I thought I would. Because you cannot play that game unless you remember all the macros, the keyboard macros.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to group up all your ships and stuff, yeah.
Because, like, the first time I got attacked, I'm like, why am I getting my butt kicked?
That game is really
I'm
hard.
Better than this.
It's beautiful. Like, it looks
really
amazing, but you're getting destroyed, yeah.
So, folks, that's my take on the Acer Predator. Again, I'm calling it the Apex Predator. Acer, the only thing I don't like is you got to find better names for your notebooks because this 9GYA...
Nobody's ever going to remember
don't
that. I'm just going to call it the Predator.
Yeah.
The Predator laptop.